If you were unable to attend this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, we have good news for you. We produced an audio DVD of the conference. The recording contains all of the speakers' presentations, my Divine Service sermon, and the hymn sing. We'll send you the audio DVD for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. Click the audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or you can also order by check. Make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Order your audio DVD of the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's been a very busy day, but we thought we'd still round it off with a little game we like to play with our listeners. We place four soundbites for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We'll play them for you, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we need your phone calls, 1-877-623-6943. Your email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Your tweets, @issuesetc. And your votes at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And your votes will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, June the 26th. Now, we give these, we're going to give away the bundle pack to the listener with the best vote, but first, you've got to listen for the four soundbites. Soundbite number one this week comes from Craig Parton at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, our live broadcast there. Here he is talking about his thoughts on pastors being creative in worship.
I am constantly amazed at how much I get out of the liturgy, and I want it in full dose. I want to be taught why I'm doing it. I want to be repeatedly taught about it. What a real jewel and gem this thing is, that it's giving me Christ in his saving office through the centuries with all the saints from all time. Just the structure itself is such a relief. I got homicidal if I was going to hear another service that was created the Friday night before. I am over creative pastors. Don't be creative on me. Give me the liturgy, which has got contemporary elements to it. We've got songs in our hymnal that are written by people that are still alive. Don't think you're smarter than those who put the liturgy together, the church fathers, and those that have given us our hymnal. Don't think you're smarter. You're probably not.
That's soundbite number one. That's Craig Parton, pastors being creative. Should it be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Your vote will decide. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Terry Mattingly. Is non-denominationalism, is it still the future?
The party's over. The non-denominational, vague, generic doctrinal Christianity, it's been the future for so long. People are saying we live in the post-denominational age. It's a sad commentary, but I just don't think the government, the lawyers, are going to let people get away with that anymore. I was exchanging some emails with someone the other day, who a critic, and they finally said, okay, Mattingly, come clean. Where do you stand on these issues? And I wrote back and said, I am a practicing, believing Eastern Orthodox Christian, period. And that's all I needed to say. There is no uncertainty whatsoever what Eastern Orthodoxy teaches on issues of marriage. I'm a part of a church that has a doctrinal tradition. Things are going to get real uncomfortable for us, too, but it's going to get really, really hot for people who don't have a specific tradition they can affirm.
That's soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly. Is non-denominationalism still the future? Now, here comes soundbite number three. It's from Dr. James Hitchcock. There were some accusations being made recently by the Pope, Pope Francis being a communist. Here's his response to that.
Well, I think it's kind of a silly claim. First of all, in order to even halfway plausible accusation. You have to redefine Marxism and communism, leave out the atheism, leave out the materialism, which to Marx's mind and to the communist mind was at the center of it. So if you admit the Pope's not an atheist, the Pope's not a materialist, then how could he be a communist or a Marxist, except in a very compromised way? If you want to say that he's got a fairly left-wing economic philosophy, then I say yes, that's probably true. In terms of the American political situation right now, you might say his economic philosophy seems to tilt a little bit more towards what we could think of as the Democrats, and a little bit away from what we think of as the Republicans. But the idea of communists or Marxists is just absurd.
All right, that was soundbite number three. Dr. James Hitchcock, is Pope Francis a communist? He says, not really. And here comes soundbite number four on this Friday afternoon, June the 26th, after which we will take your votes for issues, etc., soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, describing the Christian's humble confidence.
Anytime nowadays we see someone certain of something, we think that they're certain because they're prideful. But our certainty, the Christian certainty, is not because I, Brian Wolfmiller, am so smart. Lord knows that's not the case. I'm certain because I'm certain that I'm a sinner. If I have any confidence in my salvation and also in my doctrine, it's not confidence in myself, but confidence in the Lord Jesus, who has given it to me in his word, who comes to me and says, you are forgiven. Here's an example. I have a friend. In fact, you know Hans Feeney. He'll go to young girls and he'll ask them, are you beautiful? You know, 5 years old, 4 years old, 6 years old. And it's great because the girl will say, yes, I'm beautiful. And Hans told me one time, I know that they're so confident in their beauty, not because they actually have a way of assessing their own beauty, but because their dad has told them that they're beautiful. You see that? And that's the confidence that we have as Christians. As a child, I've heard the voice of my father who says, hey, Brian, you're holy. You're forgiven. You're righteous. I love you. You're mine. You belong to me. And my confidence is the confidence of a child that says, yeah, I'm beautiful. That's what my dad said about me. I'm a Christian. That's what my Father in heaven said. And that is confidence wrapped up in humility.
That was soundbite number four. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the Christian's humble confidence. Now, we're going to take a break. And after this break, we will take your votes for issues, etc., soundbite of the week. In fact, this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, to send us an email with your vote for issues, etc., soundbite of the week, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or to vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for issues, etc., soundbite of the week, right after this. Salvation by grace through faith, the Christological meaning of marriage, the resplendent armor of God. These are some of the themes that you'll find in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, the New Concordia Commentary on Ephesians. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can read an excerpt of the Concordia Commentary on Ephesians at issuesetc.org, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, the Concordia Commentary on Ephesians.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's Eric listening in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I really encourage people to give to Issues Etc. as it's the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the world, I'd say, on the media.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported, and you can support the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the media by making a secure online donation at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact you got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, June the 26th. Taking your votes, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page where you can vote as well, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one is Craig Parton, pastors being creative with worship. Soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, is non-denominationalism still the future? Soundbite number three, Dr. James Hitchcock, is Pope Francis a communist? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the Christian's humble confidence, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. And phone call voters get to vote first. Let's go first to, let's see, Jan is listening in Clarksville, Tennessee. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor Todd. Difficult decision, but I'm going to go with Craig Parton, number one, partly because I'm a recovering evangelical and I totally understand the disgust with pastors who refuse to be faithful to the word, but also because this fits in with everything that's going on today in your whole program. If pastors will be faithful, it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. Thanks.
Jan, thanks for listening in Tennessee. Let's see. Cambria in California says, I vote for soundbite number one. That's Craig Parton. Because as a 17-year-old Lutheran, I see this problem in my evangelical high school. I think this lack of pride in a rich liturgical and historical tradition may be causing youth to fall away from the church. Instead of viewing the church as a connection to God's gifts and fellow believers around the world, they see it as entertainment. Entertainment that changes with our culture's every whim means that Christians are always searching for more emotion or more pleasure that shouldn't be affiliated with the church. Most importantly, I think liturgical worship serves as the only foundation and safe haven for young Christians. Liturgy defines our spiritual life, while creative evangelism is constantly being redefined by our modern culture. Wow, 17 years old and a very smart listener out there in California. Thank you very much. David in Cleveland says, Craig Parton's soundbite regarding the liturgy is an absolute slam dunk this week. Few things turn me off faster than a service thrown together or, still worse, missing parts of the liturgy with the goal of getting in under a 60-minute mark from page 5 or 15 at my small home congregation all the way up to the divine service. With all the trappings of Easter Sunday, nothing brings me more comfort than being part of the wonderful liturgical tradition inherited from the saints who came before me. Thank you for all you do and for giving me something more substantive than sports talk radio to get through my work days. Well, we're happy to do that for you. Larry says he agrees with soundbite number one, Craig Parton and the liturgy, but his vote goes to soundbite number four with a great Pastor Brian Wolfmiller explaining how God looks at us, and it is very good. Let's see. Brent in Madison, Wisconsin says, I vote for soundbite number one, Craig Parton. The historical liturgy is the best gospel delivery vehicle known. Of course, our old Adam doesn't like it. It gives us Christ crucified, and that's exactly the reason why we should use it. Brent, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. In Columbus, Nebraska, Stephen says, number one, Craig Parton. I eliminate 3 and 4 because I'm more concerned with what my denomination is doing. Almost a coin flip between the remaining sound bites. Number one wins because it shows us how valuable historic liturgy is in a time when our delegates from the state synodical convention return espousing doing something less than the divine service without considering what is lost when the liturgy is changed. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. Carolyn in Dallas says, all good choices, but writing as someone who has grown to love our liturgy, I must choose soundbite number one, Craig Parton. When one finds out why we do what we do in worship, there's no going back. Thanks for listening there. And David in Colorado says, despite being grieved and sickened over today's news, I still find comfort in Pastor Wolf Miller's reminder that we are okay because our sins are forgiven by our Heavenly Father who loves us. Without that, the grim and ridiculous posturing of this dark world would crush my spirit. Still time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is a commentary on Ephesians. We just finished a great series with its author, Dr. Thomas Winger, walking as quickly as we could through this almost 1,000-page commentary on Paul's letter to the Ephesians. You can find out more about this great resource. In fact, a great gift for your pastor. He would love to have it on his shelf and to be able to use it in his daily study and preparation for both Bible study and sermons. Find out more about the Concordia Commentary on Ephesians. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call and order one for yourself or your pastor. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, the Concordia Commentary on Ephesians. Jan listens in Illinois. Her vote is for soundbite number 4. She says it's her choice because it's in our humbleness that we can confess our sins that we have committed against our God. Our confidence comes in our faith that Jesus went to the cross in our stead and rose from the dead and is reigning over the universe. Today, our Supreme Court, in essence, said that we don't have to confess a sin as a sin, but just live that way of life. When we don't need to confess our sins, then there's no need for a Savior. We can be humble in our confidence of eternal life. Jan, thanks very much for listening in Illinois. A tweet comes from Bob in Pensacola, Florida. He says, here's a vote for soundbite number 4. That's Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the Christian's humble confidence. He says, the confidence is in Christ, the object of our faith. Bob, thanks for listening out there in northern Florida. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is in fact soundbite number 1, Craig Parton, his thoughts on pastors being creative in worship.
I am constantly amazed at how much I get out of the liturgy. And I want it in full dose. I want to be taught why I'm doing it. I want to be repeatedly taught about it. What a real jewel and gem this thing is, that it's giving me Christ in his saving office through the centuries with all the saints from all time. Just the structure itself is such a relief. I got homicidal if I was going to hear another service that was created the Friday night before. I am over creative pastors. Don't be creative on me. Give me the liturgy, which has got contemporary elements to it. We've got songs in our hymnal that are written by people that are still alive. Don't think you're smarter than those who put the liturgy together, the church fathers, and those that have given us our hymnal. Don't think you're smarter. You're probably not.
All right, that's Craig Parton, the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 1, pastors being creative in worship. The LPR bundle package goes to Cambria, who listens in California, is a very smart listener indeed. Cambria, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, you can pre-order an audio DVD of the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We're putting it together right now, ready to send it out at the end of the month. It's going to be sent to non-conference attendees for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. You can place your order by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., a $300 check, and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Make sure you write conference audio DVD in the memo line of your check. You can also order online. Just click the audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. It has more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on the audio DVD of the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Sunday morning, according to the 3-year lectionary, talking with Dr. Carl Fekincher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about Jesus rejected at his hometown, Nazareth, and Jesus sending out the 12 apostles. It is quite true. Pastors can't do better than the church that has come before them on Sunday morning. Stick to what the church has given us. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hollywood's attitude toward Christianity, the Bible's influence on the U.S. Constitution, the decline of biblical preaching, the connection between biblical illiteracy and Western morality. You'll find these essays and more in the new book, The Word They Still Shall Let Remain, The Place of the Holy Scriptures in the Faith and Life of Confessional Lutherans. Check it out at shop.logia.org. The Word They Still Shall Let Remain, shop.logia.org.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.